Well, the other day I had something rather embarrassing happen to me. I was really tired. As some of you may know, I'm a new dad. I have a new dog, and it's a little Siberian husky, and that thing is a dynamo, has tons of energy, and never seems to sleep. And so anyway, I was really tired from a lot of other things too, and I was sitting there talking with somebody, and I fell asleep in the middle of a sentence. And I thought, man, wouldn't that be funny if that happened during a homily? And I thought, you know, I know I've been known to put other people to sleep, but myself, I don't know. Could be a first today. We had a wonderful lock-in last night. We had 40 youth here last night, most of whom stayed up all night. Not even a second of sleep, myself included, which is wonderful. So praise God, lots of good things. I was thinking about when I was a kid. I grew up in Bloomington in a beautiful church called St. Charles. And Bloomington, of course, as you all know, is the home of Indiana University. But I was sitting there, and I used to get bored during Mass when I was a little kid. And now I think it's the most important and exciting thing in the world. But like back in those days, I got a little bored. And I remember, like, I used to count the boards in the ceiling because you could just tell, like the difference in the boards and all that. And so I used to count them. And there are hundreds and hundreds of them. I never really got above a whole lot. But I had ADD even back then. But I just counted them. And I remember, like, St. Charles is one of, like, five churches in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, and one of a whole lot more that are actually built to look like a boat. It's built to look like Noah's Ark, and from the inside. And it's because, like, our first and second reading today talk about Noah's Ark. And Noah's Ark is an image of the church, which everything in the Old Testament is fulfilled in the New Testament. Everything is like pointing to Jesus. Everything is pointing to everything that Jesus brings. Of course, the most important thing that Jesus brought was the church and all the sacraments and all of the life that we have in the church. But like, it's an image, it's a symbol of that ark, is a symbol of our church. And it happens in a lot of different ways that you can see this. One of them is our first reading talks about after the 40 days of Noah's Ark floating on the water, you know, and all that was said and done, 40 days, just like Lent, all of the life leaves the boat. You know, like all of the life is going out from the boat. Like flowing from this ark is all this life. And really that's what we as church hope to be, right? Like that we at St. Joe's are constantly pumping life, pumping love into the world. Same at St. Vincent, same at all the Catholic churches around the world. Like we hope that like all of the life that is here that stems from there, the Holy Eucharist, the body and blood of Jesus that we take in, and he lives his life in us, his body becomes our, and his blood is in our veins, and like we just pray that like all of that life just is continuously flowing out of Holy Church. And just in the same way that all this life we see in our first reading today is flowing out of the ark, Noah's ark. The second kind of way that you can see this similarity, I guess, is that one of the church fathers, Saint Augustine, he read the book of Genesis and he drew the dimensions of the ark. Because if you read that Bible, like the numbers are in there. Like how wide was it? How long was this thing and that and whatever? And like he drew it all out. And he said it's the darndest thing is what happened is that like if you look at an aerial view of the ark, it's a body. And that's what we as church are. We're the body of Jesus. Everything Jesus did 2,000 years ago, he continues to do through his body, the church. Which is why we have the sacraments, why we have schools, hospitals, all this stuff is because all that Jesus did then, he does now through his body, the church. And the church is just like the ark formed a body. So too does the church form a body. And you and I are all parts of that thing, you know, parts of the body of Christ, which is a really exciting thing. Another way you can kind of see it is that both the ark and the church, it's wood and water. You know, like the ark was made out of wood. By the way, we have a cool like image of the ark in our playground now. But it was made out of wood and it flowed on this water. Same with the church. You know, like the cross of Jesus is made out of wood. And flowing from his pierced side is blood and water. And that water, we believe, is the flowing out constantly, continuously, forever, ever, and ever into the future. That water flowing out of the side of our Jesus is the water of salvation that you and I are blessed to be baptized in. Like, we just have to stay in that stream of salvation, and by George, it's going to bring us to heaven. And like, when we, it's exciting. When we sin, though, we jump out of the water. We jump out of that stream for some cockamamie reason that we never even know sometimes. But then we jump back into it when we go to confession. And we repent, as Jesus talks about in our gospel, the importance of repenting and getting back into that stream. You know, getting back into it. The church really is like a boat. It's a lot like Noah's Ark. You know, you remember, like, from Genesis, we heard just a piece of that story, but, like, it was Noah and his family and all of those things, like, that they were saved by the boat. They were saved by the boat. And you and I are saved by the boat that is the church. We're saved by our sacraments, the Eucharist, the baptism, confirmation, confession, all of them. Like, we are saved by all that. And we float on the waters of salvation that come out of the side of Jesus and go right to heaven. And friends, we're in a big old boat. It's 1.3 billion people big, is how many we Catholics are. And it's a beautiful boat. You know, like, that thing is unstoppable. And it literally is, because Jesus promises in our gospel, he promises that on this rock, he says to Peter, the first pope whom we had a second reading was a letter from him. He said, on this rock I build my church. The gates of the netherworld will not have power over it. Never, ever, ever. Because it's a beautiful thing, you know. And thanks be to God that we have it. Thanks be to God, because you and I both know that a lot of times there's a lot of storms in life. A lot of things happen that we don't have control over. A lot of dreams kind of fall away. A lot of problems happen. And life can get stormy. But we're in a boat that was built by Jesus. We're in a boat that is directed by the Holy Spirit. Like the Holy Spirit guides the way, you know, steers this boat to heaven, steers the church towards eternal bliss in the promised land. And you and I get to be on that boat. Praise Jesus. You know, if Lent does something for us this year, I hope that it makes us fall more deeply in love with the church. Because the church isn't just an institution or a building or a series of buildings. It's the living, breathing body of Jesus. It's a family. That's what we are. And, you know, the gospel talks about how Jesus himself was tempted for his 40 days. This is the first Lent. You know, he's tempted. And it says, though, that even though he was around wild beasts, that the angels ministered to Jesus. In other words, like, he wasn't alone. When life was at its worst, when he was at his deepest, like, sorrows and distresses and problems, like, he wasn't alone. He had the communion of the saints with him. He had the rest of the people on the doggone boat, which is awesome. Like, that's how he was able to keep on going. And that's how he was able to withstand those temptations that would have knocked anybody else over. And you and I, we have each other. We have each other on the boat. We have the communion of the saints, the angels ministering to us. We have strength from on high. We have heavenly patrons. We have each other here on earth. And you and I think we all know that it's a lot easier to live a holy and good and godly life. It's a lot easier to follow Jesus when we have a friend following Jesus with us. And we have a boat that has so many friends on it that none can number them. And so praise Jesus for our church. May we fall more deeply in love with Holy Mother Church. The bark of Peter is what we call it. And I used to think that was like tree bark. Now it's B-A-R-Q-U-E, which is a boat. The boat of Peter is what you and I belong to. And may we fall more in love with it. May we fall more in love with our church every day. May we continue to expand our knowledge and our practice of our faith and never grow comfortable with where we are, because the beauty of God is there's always more. He's always calling us to something more. And you and I are graced with that blessing. And so we pray God's blessing over our Lent. May we fall more in love with the church every day of these 40 days. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today's kind of a special day in a lot of ways.